Time now to Focus on the Community on WAMW. Focus on the Community, presented by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. We continue our spotlight on the area county schools with the back to school just around the corner. And today we're saluting Washington Catholic preschool, elementary, and on into the high school. And our guests today are Kelsey Edwards, the new principal at the Washington Catholic Elementary, Carrie Craney, the junior high, senior high principal, and Miss Jane Seidel, the pre-K and preschool teacher for Cardinal Care in Washington Catholic Preschool. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We appreciate your time on Focus on the Community this week.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, it's that time as teachers, come on. And you know, I can actually lump myself in this category now as I teach a class as well. Where did the summer go, huh? Where did the summer go?
Exactly. Where did it go? Way too fast. Every year gets faster and faster.
It really does. And we're talking back to school. Hard to believe, but it's just around the corner. First day for the elementary students and the high school students at Washington Catholic will be on August 7th. And we're just going to go down the line. Miss Jane, we're going to start with you because Washington Catholic Preschools Program is probably one of the premier programs in this part of the state, hands down. You know, people talk about it all the time, and you have students from the Catholic community as well as from the Washington Community Schools that enroll their students into your pre-K program because it is top-notch. It really is.
Thank you. Luckily, we do. They drive in from all over to come to preschool. What an honor it is to have those families trust us enough to take care of their babies.
Well, and the thing to talk about with your program is you're really doing your part to get them ready for kindergarten. That's your sole purpose.
That's exactly right. This year, we've developed a program called a Bridge Program, Building Readiness and Developmentally Guided Early Education. That means that when the little one is finished with preschool, the 4 and 5 year old classes, not quite ready for kindergarten yet, that there's something else. We're offering that something else, which we're going to bridge that gap. We're going to offer a lot of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we're going to help get your little one ready for kindergarten. That way, when they're doing Dibbles testing and nonsense words, they're already connected to the phonetics.
The whole point about just knowing how to tie your shoe when you start in kindergarten, that's a day of the past, isn't it?
Yeah, old school is definitely old school.
There's a lot more to it. And you start at the age of 3. You've got a 3 to 4 year old class and then the 4 to 5 year old class, right?
Yes, we do. So we have our little learners, which is our 3 year olds, and we still have openings for that. So if your 2 year old is walking around with their backpack saying, I go to school, maybe they're ready. Give me a call and we will discuss what we need your little one to be able to accomplish milestone wise in order to start preschool. But the cutoff date is August 1st. So if they're 3 by August 1st, they can come to preschool. 3, 4 is little learners. 4 by August 1st, then there are kindergarten readiness program. 4 or 5 year old could be in our bridge program.
Awesome. Now, talk us through an average day there, because you do a lot of learning, but the students have fun at the same time, too.
That's right. We always start our day with a welcome to each child. We want every single child and family that walks through there to know that they're special. They're gifts from God. And then we have carpet time. We introduce our theme of the day. We read a story to them. We add a dance. We have a little snack. We go over the cognitive development that we need. We do our assessments. We have recess. With the Bridge program, we're going to have a lot of science, and we're going to have a little bit of balancing, a little meditation to get us back on track. We're also going to introduce physical education, rules, being a good sport, how to play actual games, not just run amok on the playground, and not understanding that sometimes people win, sometimes people lose, and you need to share that playground time and understand how rules work.
You know, if you talk to a lot of students and now adults here that have gone through Miss Jane's preschool program, they'll say it all started there. That's the honest truth. Again, structure too, Miss. I think that's so important. You do have the structure at these early ages because it's good they learn structure at the age of 3 and 4, you know?
You're exactly right. We have structure, but yet half the time I'm wearing a mustache or a ball gown. I want them to realize that learning is fun. I want them to not even think about, oh, what did they learn, but what did they experience? What did they touch? You know, what kind of magical happenings did we provide that day that ended with them learning so much more about their environment?
Now, I'll go back to what I said earlier. You don't necessarily have to be of the Catholic faith to enroll in your preschool program.
No, we teach Christian-based morals and values. We teach them love of self, love of Jesus. We use the Children's Christian Bible, and we pray for the people that we love. We pray for our local heroes, but we don't teach Catholicism at this age.
And you also have a great student-to-teacher ratio. You got a good staff on hand there, too.
Oh, we absolutely do. Our preschool staff has been there for years. Like, I've been there 21 years. I'm so grateful for that. And a lot of the teachers have been 10-plus. A lot of our assistants in those preschool classes also have degrees. And our daycare is a wraparound courtesy program for those parents that have to work. That opens at 7 a.m., closes at 5:30, and that helps enable your child to come to preschool.
It's just the full gamut right there. So again, find out more. What building are you a part of there?
We're part of the elementary school.
In the elementary school.
We have a whole early childhood wing. You go up one flight of stairs, and that's early education.
And you've got some dates that we need to pass along too, because start of school for you is a little bit later as far as the first day goes, but Meet the Teacher Night's coming up.
That's right. We're excited to have Meet the Teacher Night for the little biddies. It's August 8th for your little learners, and then August 7th for our 4-5 class, and that would include the Bridge program as well. And then our first day for preschool for 4-5s and for the Bridge program is Monday, August 12th, and then for 3-4s, the little learners, it's August 13th.
And what time is your Meet the Teacher Night?
5:30 to 6:30. It's just an open house. Come in, feel comfortable, get acclimated, let your little one see their locker and where their name is on the bulletin board.
And how would they get signed up? If they want more information, you said you have some openings, especially in the 3 to 4 age level. What's the best way to get signed up to learn more?
It'd be to call me at 812-254-6739. Ask for Miss Jane, and I would love to give you a tour.
Awesome. Well, again, keep up the great work there. The Washington Catholic Preschool Program, early start program.
Early childhood education.
There you go. Early childhood education, an awesome program available at Washington Catholic. Now we're going to scoot over to the new face in the room, a brand new elementary principal starting the new school year. Maybe new as far as the position goes, but familiar definitely with Washington Catholic. Kelsey Edwards, welcome on board.
Thank you for having me.
Now tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are right now.
Sure. I actually attended Washington Catholic K-12. I graduated from there. And after college, I came back and I taught first grade at Washington Catholic. And then I taught, I was a resource teacher in sixth grade, and now I am back as the elementary principal.
Awesome. Well, again, it's an exciting time for you, I'm sure of that, as you're ready to dive into this brand new school year. Do you have some goals you'd like to set at the elementary level with the students?
Absolutely, we have goals. We're very goal-driven. We're a Catholic school, so that's first, it's foremost, it's our most important quality. We take academics very seriously. Last year we had an A rating from the state, so it's very important to us to maintain that. We appreciate the arts. We want our kiddos to come to school, and just like Miss Jane said, kind of piggybacking off of that, we want them to have a wonderful experience at school, to build their background knowledge and really just develop a love of learning.
And some of those teachers at the elementary level, they've been there at Washington Catholic for many, many years. You got a great staff there.
Oh, we have a wonderful staff. I could just sit here and sing their praises the entire time. They're intelligent people. They love these kids. They love what they do. We're very, very blessed to have every one of them.
And from the standpoint of coming in as a new principal, that has to make you feel pretty good to start
yes,
the new job.
It is. It's great. It really, it's a blessing. It is.
And I'm sure there'll be a little bit of a learning curve along the way, but very familiar with the program and what it's all about. So, and some exciting things coming. We'll talk more with Carrie about this too, but I know hopefully down the line you're looking to have Chromebooks at all age levels, right?
Yes, it's fantastic. We are going one-to-one, so every student will have a Chromebook and will have access to that technology.
That is awesome. That's the wave of the future. Mm-hmm. Again, the days of writing the notes on the chalkboard and students writing them down on the piece of paper and taking the notebook home, that's pretty much a thing of the past.
It really is. And our teachers, they are going to use these Chromebooks with real purpose. So it's not just going to be another worksheet, but on a Chromebook. We've really put a lot into this, and it's going to be very meaningful how they use these.
And I know one other thing that was really cool, thanks to the Knights of Columbus, some of your, I think it's the kindergarten class, they have the actual smart boards in the classroom. Is that right? Did they add
those?
Yes,
yes. Several of our classes have the smart boards. It's fantastic. Really, even before going one-to-one, which is fantastic, they really have had a lot of access to great technologies in the classroom.
And I'll ask you the same as Miss Jane. I think I know this answer, but we should stress along the way that you don't necessarily have to be of the Catholic faith in order to enroll at Washington Catholic Elementary School.
No, absolutely not. We are Catholic. We are very, very proud to be Catholic, but we welcome everyone. In fact, I want to say maybe half of our students are Catholic and half are not. So it's a good mix. And again, we welcome everyone.
And a small class size. I know that's important to a lot of parents. You know, the one-to-one learning with the teachers, the student-teacher ratio, that's always great at Washington Catholic. You get that hands-on.
It is. It's great. We have wonderful teachers. We have a lot of aides. And we even have volunteers for a small group and one-on-one instruction.
So great. Again, that's what it's all about. Well, Kelsey Edwards is the new principal at Washington Catholic Elementary, starting a brand-new school year. Your first day will be August 7th, but teachers, I know, meet the day before, I believe. August 6th?
And well, we have August 4th. We will be at the school. We'll celebrate with a mass, and then parents and students can come over, bring their backpacks, meet the teachers, get comfortable, get familiar with the classrooms.
August 4th. All right. Mm-hmm. And then the first official day is coming up on August 7th. Well, again, Kelsey, welcome back to Washington Catholic as the new elementary principal. We appreciate you coming in to share some time today.
Thank you so much.
And now we go to the high school, where Carrie Craney is the principal at Washington Catholic Middle High School. How long have you served in this capacity now, Carrie?
As principal, I have finished year 8 at Washington Catholic, and I just finished year 18 in total at Washington Catholic. So.
And your story very similar to Kelsey's, right? I mean, you've been involved with Washington Catholic for many years.
Absolutely, yeah. A blessed graduate of Washington Catholic in 94. My husband is a blessed graduate as well. We've had 2 children now graduate from Washington Catholic. We've only got 1 left in the school system. He'll be a sophomore. But yes, I am blessed every day to have been blessed with that education and to be able to continue to share that tradition at Washington Catholic.
Well, let's talk about the middle and high school. And I want to start with the Chromebooks. We kind of touched on this with Kelsey, but especially at the middle high school age level, this is so important and something that the school, I know, has been really reaching towards, the one-to-one with the Chromebooks.
Absolutely. It was a big push for us last school year to get the training and everything that we needed to bring this technology is the wave of the future. And we want to make sure that our kids are prepared for the 21st century when they go off to college, because the expectations are not the paper and pencil like you talked to Kelsey about before and taking notes. And so we want to make sure that our students are prepared for the next level, whatever that might be for them.
Now, as far as these actual Chromebooks, they won't necessarily be able to take them home as of yet. Is that right?
As of yet, right. We're still working through all of those processes and learning from other schools and the issues that they've come across. So our goal is to keep them in the classroom. We're also working towards doing one scheduled e-learning day this school year in preparation if we want to look towards that to the future. So we'll make arrangements if there are students who don't have access who would be able to take that Chromebook home for that purpose of that e-learning day. But our goal right now is just to be very good at using them in the classroom, and that's where we're looking to go.
And that kind of leads into the online classes that you've been offering at Washington Catholic. I know you plan to continue those as we start this new school year.
Absolutely. We had about 15 kids who took some online classes last year, and it was a learning curve. And we're appreciative of what we had, and we're looking into some other companies who can give us some more curriculum offerings. But we're very excited about this opportunity, and excited to see where it goes. I think we'll have a lot more kids involved in the online this coming year than what we had last year. But it was a great first step last year.
And the A rating, I think Kelsey mentioned that a little bit. That's important for a private school like Washington Catholic.
Absolutely. Academics are important to us, and so we're always striving to be the best that we can be, help our kids reach the success that they're capable of reaching. And so academics and letter grades are actually very, very important.
What are some other things that, is there any other things different as far as we approach this new school year that you want to talk about this morning?
We are, besides the online classes, I think robotics is growing very much so for us. Our robotics 2 programs are going to combine and work very closely together, our elementary program through our middle school, high school program. So we're very excited to see where that's going to go. I know the middle school, high school got their feet wet last year because it was their initial year, and they're very excited about where they're going from there. Beta is a big program that we're involved in. You know, we have the state secretary going forward, and we've had a lot of success in Beta with our students, so we're always excited for the next chapter in Beta this coming school year. Washington Catholic is one big family. And I think many people think of it that way. And so it's always fun to see what that family is going to do this coming year. The Diocese of Evansville is actually going to celebrate their 75th anniversary. And so we're going to celebrate right along with them on the 75th day of school with our students and faculty, celebrate the greatness of what we've been a part of.
Will there be any new faces that we'll see in the hallways this year? Is there any new addition? I guess I should have asked all of you that as far as that goes.
A few teachers have joined us in the middle school, high school from the elementary school. Mrs. Birchler is going to be a full-time guidance counselor for us this coming school year, so we're really excited about that, to bring someone on full-time. Mrs. Amy Cummins, who taught fourth grade last year, is coming over, and she's going to be our sixth grade teacher. And we're still in the process of looking to find a fifth grade teacher for us this coming school year. And I think Kelsey's staff is pretty much the same over at the elementary school. So we've got new students coming in. We still have openings. So if students are interested and want a tour or would like to know more, families would like to know more, you know, please reach out, come see us. We've had several come in and see us in the last couple of days. So we're always open and welcome to new families.
And again, we say it one more time, you don't necessarily have to be the Catholic faith, and you don't have to have been enrolled in the elementary school. You can join in at any grade level to join Washington Catholic
Absolutely.
Schools.
Absolutely. We'll take you where you are and get you where you need to be. So, right, at any grade, at any level, we're here, we're open. You don't have to attend elementary school. And like Kelsey said, our demographics for Catholic versus non-Catholic are pretty close to the same. And we're open to all faiths and all students. So.
A while back, there was the voucher program, and I know Miss Jane talked about it at the preschool level. Do you still have that available to high school?
We are still a part of the school choice program, and Teresa Joyce is a great contact for that program, which helps make tuition assistance available to many families. And in addition to the school choice program, we have the SGO, which is called the Student Granting Organization. So if you don't qualify for a choice scholarship, you may qualify for tuition assistance through that program. And Teresa Joyce is a great contact for that. She is at the parish office and can be reached at 812-254-2883 to see where you would qualify.
So bottom line, you don't want the tuition or the fees to deter anyone from...
No, absolutely not. It is more financially possible than you would believe. So please, if you have any question at all and would like to know, please stop by and see us, and we'd like to walk you through the process and show you that it is truly affordable to attend Washington Catholic.
I want to talk about August 4th. That's going to be a big day. Backpack Day is August 4th. That's on a Sunday. And kind of tell us what's going to happen then.
So on August 4th, we'll start with our back-to-school mass at 9 a.m. at Our Lady of Hope Catholic Church with Father Paul. From there, the class of 2022 is going to have a pancake breakfast in the elementary school for Goodwill donations. And then we will actually be open in both schools from 1 to 3, where students can come, drop off in the elementary their backpacks, meet their teachers. In the middle school, high school, students can load their lockers, meet the staff, kind of walk their schedules so that they know that they're ready. But absolutely, we're looking forward to having everyone and starting the year.
And August 7th is the first official back-to-school day.
It is the first official back-to-school day.
It's hard to believe. It'll be here before you know it. Well, we're going to go around the room before we go. We got a couple minutes left. Anything that we didn't throw in, Miss Jane, I'll start with you since you got us started this morning. Is there anything you missed in your discussion about what you got going there at the pre-K?
I just want to reiterate that we recently qualified for the On My Way Pre-K, which is a family scholarship program provided by the state that if your child is 4 years old and not going to kindergarten and you're not sure you can afford preschool, please look into it. Give us a call at 812-254-6739 and double check if you could qualify for the On My Way Pre-K state family voucher.
Well, there's a lot of help out there.
There really is.
A lot of help out there. And how about you, Kelsey? Anything that you'd like to throw in here in the closing minutes?
I do. I just want to add that we have so many great things planned. And if people think that we may be a good fit for them, just come and see us. We would love to help out in any way that we can.
All right. And Carrie, closing thoughts?
Just all are welcome. We're excited to kick off the 2019-2020 school year and look forward to celebrating with this great big family we have.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Great information. We appreciate you coming in to spend some time with us on Focus on the Community this week. And best of luck with the upcoming school year.
Thank you, Duane.
Focus on the Community, presented by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Duane Shake, inviting you to tune in every weekend as we focus on the community on WAMW.